For Mana in the Morning, this is Keith Kaiser, bringing you another lesson from God's Word. Today we are in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 16. The Lord Jesus speaking says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you, before it come to pass, but when it has come to pass, ye may believe that I am he." The Lord Jesus here speaks of sending them in verse 16. "He that is sent," he says. And what a great privilege it is to be commissioned and sent by the risen Christ into this world. He has sent his church into the world with the instruction, "Go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded to you." That's what he says in Matthew 28. In Mark 16, it's even broader. "Preach the gospel to every creature," he says. So it's a wonderful thing to be sent by the living God and to have the privilege of telling others about the Lord Jesus, who loved them enough to die for them, and who did something that can enable them to be forgiven of their sins, justified before God, and have eternal life in heaven with him for all eternity. Are you sharing this message, dear believer? Those of you who are already Christians in the listening audience, have you told someone today about the Christ who has the answers for this world? The one who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Have you spoken to someone about their soul's need and how the Lord Jesus can meet that need? How he brings meaning and purpose and especially eternal life, freedom from fear, freedom from the wrath of God, which we all deserve, freedom from hell, freedom from wondering if we'll ever be in the lake of fire, confidence and assurance that we'll be in the new heavens and the new earth, in heaven itself with the Lord forevermore. What a wonderful gospel it is that we are sent into this world with. Indeed, share it, dear believer, by lip and by life and by gospel tract, by whatever means possible. Tell forth the news that the Lord Jesus died for sinners. Now, the Lord Jesus here tells them, "Happy are ye if ye do them." He tells them the servant is not greater than the Lord. Of course, that's true. We recognize that. The problem is sometimes we think that certain acts of service are too much below us, that it's too humble a thing, or perhaps something out of sight where we won't get recognition for what we do. The Lord Jesus never worried about that. He didn't perform for the applause of man. He doesn't want us to either. He wants us to do what he's commanded without any kind of complaint, without murmuring, without worrying about if we're recognized in this life or not. He wants us to await his approbation and praise, to hear him say one day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." It is indeed a happy servant who knows the joy that every humble thing done for Christ will receive its reward, that even giving a cup of water in his name will not lose its reward, that entertaining a prophet or receiving one of the Lord's servants in his name is again something that we will be rewarded for. As they were sent out, the disciples had to know they weren't going to rule and be masters. They weren't going to live high off the hog. For most of their lives, church history tells us, and even the Word of God in the book of Acts, that most of these apostles were poor, harried, pursued, and persecuted. Some of them imprisoned, and according to church history, all but one suffered martyr's deaths. Indeed, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ is not the easy pathway, and it doesn't guarantee material prosperity or health or wealth in this current life. What it does guarantee is an eternal reward that cannot be taken away, where moths can't eat, where rust can't corrupt, where thieves can't break through and steal. It is an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, says 1 Peter chapter 1. What a great privilege to be sent and to serve the greatest of all masters, the Lord Jesus Christ.